went down swinging, baby. We went down. But the great thing is, we will be back. Welcome to the Doghouse, your inside look at the Cleveland Browns season finale edition. Andy McNamara alongside Matt Florjancic. And you know what, guys? This is get us on Twitter at AndyMC81 at Matt Florjancic. Let us know your favorite parts of this Browns season. This is more, Matt, not so much a X's and O's breakdown of the defeat in the AFC divisional round game to the Chiefs, but more of a celebration. Like, you know how, like, funerals now, it's not supposed to be sad. It's supposed to be a celebration of life. That's how I kind of consider this. This is a celebration of life for this 2020 Browns season.
Yeah, man, it was something to behold. It didn't end with the ultimate prize. It ended a couple of weeks shorter than we would have hoped once we got into the playoffs, but damn, we had an 11-win football team this year.
Yeah, we did.
To cheer for.
Yep.
We had a team that broke an 18-year playoff drought. We had a team that broke a 26-year streak of no playoff wins.
Amazing.
And they pushed the defending world champions to the absolute brink in their own house.
Yep.
Had to go on the road to do it. And we finally seem like we're heading in the right direction. And that's the best part as a fan base, is that our team, the team that we cheer for, those guys that put it on the line every Sunday, they have given us hope. And we're not talking false hope or bravado. We're talking like legitimate hope.
For real.
Here. Like these guys know how to play and play extremely well together. Baker said it perfectly yesterday. Obviously, there's going to be turnover this offseason. The roster is going to look a little bit different. And that sucks from the standpoint that this team really was a family. I mean, they came together and you couldn't go home during the bye week. You couldn't have the holidays that you wanted with your families coming into town and whatnot. They banded together and became a family.
Yeah.
And that's why we ended up with a team worth cheering for, was because of that bond. And, you know, I was listening to sports talk on my lunch break earlier today, and some guy called in and said, you know, I really got to wonder if Kevin Stefanski's the guy, and I don't know about this Baker Mayfield being the quarterback.
Shut him off the air. That guy's
this
from Pittsburgh.
Is not that.
Get out of here.
This is not the day for that. Kill that noise. We have a coach in this city that is worth supporting. We have a quarterback who is worth signing long term. These are the two pieces that this franchise has not been able to get right since 1999. They finally have it, we think, going in a good direction. And an 11-win season, a guy who goes out there and wins more games in his first year, keep in mind, did not have an offseason, barely had a training camp, had no preseason, was meeting his guys for the first time face-to-face in July and August, went out there and won more games in his rookie season than Paul Brown or Blanton Collier, both of whom won championships, one of whom's in the Hall of Fame.
Incredible. Incredible, Matt. All those things you said, all those overcoming of odds. There would have been old Browns, easy to write away this, well, we didn't get this, easy to bring out the excuses, and we probably would have accepted them, right? We probably would have, because there was so much. But you got 11 wins. You got 11. There is no doubt. Matt, coming into the year, what did we want to know? We wanted to know if Kevin Stefanski could finally be the right head coach and if Baker Mayfield was the franchise quarterback, and we got a hell yes on both. And not just maybes, we got for sures. These guys are the real deal. Is there work to be done this offseason with the roster? Yup. On that defensive side of the ball, you better believe it. But man, like Matt, if we, beginning of the year, to say you'd win a playoff game in Pittsburgh, by the way, send those whining Steelers home crying, and you go into Kansas City and you're within one score of beating the defending Super Bowl champs, we would have fallen over ourselves saying yes to that.
Yes, we would have definitely been all in on that. Absolutely all in on that. And you know what? This bitter taste of defeat from yesterday's game, my opinion, that is good for the long-term mindset of this team. They have a bunch of fighters in that locker room. They like to get after it, and they work their tails off. Go ahead and tell this team they can't do something. Go ahead.
Yep.
I beg opponents to do that. I beg the national media to do it, because their quarterback and the rest of the team follows suit and takes on this mindset, says, okay, we won't address that right now, but we'll keep notes and we'll hand out receipts. And that's exactly what they did. This entire season was a giant receipt to everybody who doubted them, including our most hated rival, who we will be seeing plenty of in the future. Yeah, you shut people up because you handled your business. If you would have won in week 17 and then lost in the playoffs, we would have all the next week to the Steelers, we would have all heard, oh, well, they couldn't beat Big Ben.
Exactly.
Big Ben, you know, this and TJ Watt, that and this and that and this and that. We went into your house, or this team, I shouldn't say we, but this team went into your house with your number one quarterback, your head coach, and your number one defensive player all in sync, all ready to go. We didn't have a head coach. We had an interim coach because our coach was in his basement of his home because of a COVID test.
Yep.
We didn't have a left guard. We ended up on our third left guard by the end of the game. And somehow this team pulled it out and handled their business. And not only handled their business, but did so pretty damn impressively.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to all the haters out there that said it couldn't be done, I think this team – finally proved that it can be done and it will be done, and they got the job done so much more than we thought they were going to. I mean, if you look at what Kevin Stefanski accomplished this year,
it's unreal.
With 11 regular season wins and 12 wins overall, if you combine like Hugh Jackson's entire tenure and Freddie Kitchens, Stefanski beat it in 1 year.
Yeah. Yes. Like, you can probably throw poor Chud in there too, his run of 1 year, right? Like, you could combine like three head coaches in 1 year. It's unbelievable. And Matt, you know what? I don't know if you get this sort of vibe, but when I hear people, you know, they tweet us or chirp the Browns, whatever, it seems like they're nervous. Like, there's more of a nervous, like, oh, you guys lost. It's like, they know. The people know. NFL knows that the fan bases know. If you have half a brain amongst you, which many on Twitter do not, but if you do, you'd realize that this team is not anywhere close to being the doormats that they were. That's done. Those days are over, man. Like, we're going to bring it every week. And this team with Baker, who is there a quarterback in the league who plays better with a chip on their shoulder? This guy wants it. This guy knows that he didn't get the ball at the last drive. Right, Matt? Like, this is a case where we're here. And you know what? Talk your crap now. Try. Because I'm going to throw it right back in your face when this team does better next year.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of positive vibes going. I don't know that there is a quarterback that plays better when they're angry than Baker. Man, he takes things real personally, but he doesn't let it consume him. He just throws that extra log on the fire and has that confidence, that self-confidence to say, okay, whatever, say what you want to say, do what you want to do. We'll see you come Sunday and we'll handle business. There was no way in hell Andy Reid wanted to give the ball back to that offense.
Nope.
Yeah. And he got bailed out by the fact that nobody in their mother thought that Chad Henne could run that fire against the defense. And then he made a really nice play on fourth down to get the ball to Tyreek Hill. But there was no way that he wanted to give the ball back to the Browns with a chance to win it. And kudos to them. Tip your cap to them. Kind of nod to yourself like, okay, we let that one go. We'll see you again. We'll see you down the road.
And Matt, here's the thing too. This showed again, the Browns, can hang with anybody. They can hang with the Super Bowl champs. Like, yeah, from what you outlined, and they got the ball back with 8 minutes and didn't deliver. Okay, that's a couple bits. You held them to 22 points, man. 22 points with the Kansas City Chiefs? Boy, you play that game 10 times and you hold them 22, you're going to win 9 out of 10, I'll tell you that. Like, that was unreal. They just made a couple extra good plays. And that, Matt, that's the step you need to be a champ. And that's the step the Chiefs have gone through, right? They've done it. They've been to the top of the mountain. They know. Now the Browns know. Now they have that little bit of extra experience on this team. And they'll be ready. Like, this is a case where I hope it is that learning experience. And Matt, something else through this year, what else did we learn? We saw the development of Baker Mayfield throughout. From the bye onward, he was one of the best quarterbacks in the entire NFL. Like, one interception, up until yesterday. And it was crazy. We also learned that Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, my goodness, as long as you don't get away from the game plan, you keep running those bulls. And we got a hell of a pass-run combo. I would put that pass-run combo with that personnel that we have up against anybody in football.
Yeah, I would too, man. There's a good reason for that. This team is really good and has a lot of weapons. And they're only going to get more this offseason. You know they're going to improve on both sides of the ball. They're not going to stand pat. They're not going to take anything for granted. They're going to come out ready to go and ready to build on what they've had, what the success that they had this year, and try to take it that next step. That's the best thing about the press conferences from yesterday. To a man, everybody said, you know, we'll use this as motivation. This is not where we want to go. We want to get better, and we want to go further, and we will go further. And that is the exact mindset that it takes to win. Now they have to back it up with good preparation, you know, through the off season, commitment during training camp to stay focused every day on those little things and perfect your craft day in and day out. And we're going to see the real hunger of this team. And it's going to be a beautiful thing to see for Browns fans, because they weren't satisfied just getting to the dance. They wanted to go as far as possible. Okay, they didn't go to the AFC Championship game or the ultimate stage after that. But this was a good proving ground for this team, and positive things are ahead. And when is the last time we said that?
What? 2007, I guess. And Matt, sort of the fool's gold coming out of two seasons ago, right? From Baker's rookie season, when Freddie Kitchens took over. And this is such a different feeling group, because that team felt satisfied with the lack of leadership. They felt, hey, we've arrived. This team doesn't feel like you said, they still feel hungry. They want more. They got a taste of playoff success. They know, Matt, they know. You were one score away, one touchdown away from going to the AFC Championship. That's how close. So I don't think they're going to be full of themselves. I think Stefanski has the right mindset, the right demeanor, and just has the complete buy-in. And Matt, what helps with buy-in? Winning. And they did a whole hell of a lot of that this year.
Yeah.
Right?
They did.
So you have that.
They absolutely did.
Like, you have that. There's going to be primetime games next year. There's going to be all, and whereas in 2019, Freddie Kitchens and company, they got blown away by that. I think this team's going to embrace it. I think they're going to be pumped. I think they're going to be let's show what we got.
You can pretty much bet that one of the Bengal games is going to be a Thursday nighter. You can pretty much bet that at least one of the Ravens games is going to be on prime time, maybe Sunday night football, maybe Monday night. And you can bet that the Steelers game, one of them will be in the national spotlight as well, maybe like a 425 game of the week type deal. This team is going to be on – a lot of primetime games. And unlike 2019, when they weren't quite ready for the bright lights yet, I think this 2021 team, with all the pieces that they have coming back from 2020 and all the pieces that they're going to add this offseason, I think they're going to be ready for their close-up.
Well, Matt, and even from Baker, just going through that, now he can take on even more of a leadership role, telling anybody who might be getting a full head like, hey, man, I just went through this. Believe me, we haven't arrived. We got to put in more work. You got to get even better. And I thought, Matt, for the looking big picture, for what the Browns defense, the injuries, Grant Delpit, the safety, they were really depending on a torn Achilles, Greedy Williams on the IR the whole year or not being available the whole year, and just injuries and not addressing linebacker. Joe Woods, while certainly not perfect as a defensive coordinator, for the pieces he had, that Browns team would get gashed, but they got a ton of turnovers. Like, I'm excited to see what Joe Woods can do as a DC when the Browns get some real good upgrades on that defense. Like, this could turn into a real special D.
Joe Woods did a phenomenal job with what he had this year. He didn't have much.
No.
His star corner got COVID and was hurt. His star defensive end got COVID and battled injuries. He had nobody in the secondary that was really in the lineup consistently, except for maybe Carl Joseph. He was the only one that was available. He was probably the one that was available the most out of everybody that was back there, because they just were riddled with injuries and illness and just everything from top to bottom that could have gone wrong with the defense just about did for Joe Woods. And yet he still found ways to put guys in position to make plays. That's a very smart dude coaching that football team, that side of the football team. And you get him, Grant Delpit, back healthy, and that's going to be an if, because the Achilles is a really hard injury to come back from. You hope Grant will be able to do that. I don't have much hope that Greedy Williams is ever going to come back. Been doing some research and hearing reports on the radio that this is the kind of thing that potentially could end careers. So I'm not really putting much stock into that. But if they get, you know, another pass rusher to go opposite Miles Garrett, upgrade the linebacker, whether that be through the draft or through free agency, and then beef up that secondary with another cover corner, I would like their chances a lot better to compete on a level where they didn't have to score 48 points to win a game.
Yeah. Well, and Matt, too, this offense, while obviously you're going to, you know, you might lose a piece here or there, you want to upgrade when you can, but this whole draft and free agency period should just be defense. Like, I honestly, there's no significant need on anything on offense. I think Donovan Peoples-Jones, another year in, is going to be great. Like, that dude flashes, man. Like, that DPJ could be something real good. And so, yeah, you got to go. And it can't just be through the draft. It's got to be free agent. And now this team becomes pretty attractive, I would think, Matt, right? Like, if you're a free agent, it's not, okay, I'm going to go collect a paycheck in Cleveland. It's like, no, I want to go to the Browns to win. And they're ready right now. That's a totally different mindset for players coming in, potentially.
I couldn't have said it any better, man. I've seen the opposite happen so many times that it's nice to see it going back the other way. It's really nice to see going back the old way, or where guys are coming here because they want to be a part of something special, not because they know this is their last chance at a big payday. It's an unbelievable position to be in, and defense will be addressed. I agree that they should address it early and often during the offseason and in the draft. And I think they will. I think they're well positioned. They know that they have something special here. And Andrew Berry has done a good job of putting pieces in place, knowing that he had room available on the cap because he's going to have to sign big name star players to long-term deals. He's going to have to look at Nick Chubb and his deal because I think he's entering the last year of his rookie contract next year. He was a second-round pick, so that only gets, I think, 4 years max on the deal. So they're going to have to figure him out. They're going to have to figure out Baker. They get an extra year with Baker because they get that fifth-year option with the first-round pick. I'm guessing they're going to exercise that as quickly as humanly possible, and then maybe talk extension next off season with him. So that's a thing that's going to have to be revisited. The good thing is Wills is young, so you don't have to worry about investing a ton of money in left tackle right now. You've already anchored left guard, right tackle with Betonio and Conklin. And then you've got Austin Hooper under contract, so that money is already accounted for. And so is Landry's. And if they decide to keep Beckham, his money's accounted for too, and they still have some space to do some things. So
that's
good news for this team. That's very good news for this team. They're not in cap hell, and they're not in that in-between, you know,
limbo
level where they can't. They're not bad enough to get the best of the bunch in college, but they're not, you know, they're like mid-pack. So that's a pretty good spot for what they're going to be needing, which is going to be defensive help.
Well, Matt, what's abundantly clear, the championship window for the Browns burst open this year. It's open right now. We open the window, and next year you step through. And that is so exciting. And I don't even think that's fully sunk in yet, because we're so used to having like conversations now about who are we going to pick in the top five? What's our new head coach going to be? Like, Matt, we're in championship thinking mode. Like, that's for real right now.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah. That's not a pipe dream. That's actually, we're actually experiencing that. And I can't tell you how good of a feeling that is to watch the team that we grew up cheering for finally be in win it mode versus, hey, we want to save for more draft. We want to tank for better draft picks and save cap money for future years. No, the future's now.
Right now.
That's the best part. They finally got it right. They have all the pieces in place. They're relatively young, and they're building together. All good signs. And this is so not what we're used to as a franchise, but it's so welcomed, the change that is coming. And I think to a man, we all look to this and say, damn, this might be a pretty fun year come September.
Get the vaccine. Get me down there, man. Come on, let's go. Let's do that.
Yeah, you want to get down for a Browns game, and I want to get up to Toronto to see the Calgary Stampeders play the Argos, so I can see Bo Levi Mitchell play before he retires.
There'll be lots of tickets there.
Let's make 2021 awesome.
there'll be lots of tickets available for that one. I'll tell you that, Matt. Before we go, note from Matt.
You're going with me.
Oh God. Oh boy. quick note before we go from Tom Pelissero from NFL Network. He tweeted out minutes ago, the NFL just informed clubs the 2021 scouting combine officially is changing formats per source. So to your point where it would be different, here's what Pelissero is saying. No in-person workouts, pro days on campus instead. All virtual interviews and psychological testing, limited in-person medical exams likely in early April. A whole new world in the tweet after that. He goes through the official NFL memo that got sent out. So, looks like sort of what you said, thinking about the regional format is going to be what's coming. So I wonder how they're going to televise that, because in one spot or not, like that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Andy, this is like your dream scenario. As somebody who loves the combine more than any human should possibly love the combine, you're going to get a month of combine.
Yes.
Because
they're going to televise
every pro day on NFL Network. I can guarantee you that they're going to do that, because for whatever reason, Men in Shorts Week is like the biggest ratings that they do in the off season other than the draft, and you're going to get a month of it.
Yes. It's like extended Shark Week on Discovery. All of it. A lot more.
Shark Week. Oh, Lord.
I want more of it. You know what? We got to give a shout out to our buddy Amy before we go to Amy, because she has coined, I think, our hashtag as a group, as a fan base next year should be hashtag all of the points. All of the points. That's what we've been saying for the last few weeks. All of the points. We want all of the points. We want all of the wins. Tweet us too, guys, at AndyMC81, at Matt Florjancic, your favorite moment. Who gets your sort of season game balls and all that. And Matt, you know what? We'll take a little breather from the show, but we'll be back with the off-season rankings, free agency, combine, draft, all that good stuff too, my man.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun ride this entire year, man. And it's finally nice to not be not be dealing with head coaching, GM, quarterback searches. It's nice to be adding pieces that can win now versus hoping that you can find the right combination to make us credible. It's a beautiful feeling.
It's so good. Well, my friend, season 6 of the show concludes now, but we will be back with plenty of off-season stuff and get you ready for hopefully an even more exciting Cleveland Browns season. Great work as always, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, Andy. Always look forward to it, man.
All right. For Matt Florjancic, I'm Andy McNamara. You've been listening to The Doghouse, your inside look at the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns!